Day 186. 1 Chronicles 1:1-2:17. The descendants of Adam were Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. The sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The descendants of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togamar. The descendants of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Radinim. The descendants of Hem were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush were Seba, Hevelah, Sabta, Ramah, and Sabteca. The descendants of Ramah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush was also the ancestor of Nimrod, who is known across the earth as a heroic warrior. Mizraim was the ancestor of the Luddites, Ammonites, Lahabites, Naphtuhites, Pathrusites, Cashlites, and the Kaphtorites, for whom the Philistines came. Canaan's oldest son was Sidon, the ancestor of the Sidonites. Canaan was also the ancestor of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvidites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. The descendants of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The descendants of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah. Shelah was the father of Eber. Eber had two sons. The first was named Peleg, division, for during his lifetime the people of the world were divided into different language groups and dispersed. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the ancestor of Almodad, Shelef, Hazamavith, Jerah, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Orif, Havil, and Jobab. All these were descendants of Joktan. So this is the family line descended from Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abraham. Abram, later known as Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. The sons of Ishmael were Nebaioth, the oldest, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedmah. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimram, Joksham, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephith, Epher, Hanuk, Abida, and Alda. All these were sons of Abraham by his concubine Keturah. Abraham was the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatem, Kenez, and Amalek, who was born to Timnah. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zebeim, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan were Horai and Hemam. Lotan's sister was named Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Anah, and the son of Anah was Dishan. The sons of Dishan were Hemdan, Ishban, Ithran, and Kiram. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aram. These are the kings who ruled in Edom before there were kings in Israel. Bela, son of Beor, who ruled from his city of Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozrah, became king. When Jobab died, Husham, from the land of the Tamanites, became king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, became king and ruled from the city of Avith. He was the one who destroyed the Midianite army in the land of Moab. When Hadad died, Selah from the city of Masrekah became king. When Samla died, Shaul from the city of Rehoboth on the Euphrates River became king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, became king. When Baal-Hadan died, Hadad became king and ruled from the city of Pau. His wife was Mehetabel, the daughter of Metrad, and granddaughter of Me-Zahab. Then Hadad died. The clan elders of Edom were Timnah, Elva, Japheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinnon, Kenza, Taman, Mibzar, Gadil, and Iram. These were the clan leaders of Edom. 1 Chronicles 2. The sons of Israel were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah had three sons through Bathshua, a Canaanite woman. Their names were Onan, and Shelah. But the oldest son, was a wicked man, so the Lord killed him. Later, Judah had twin sons through Tamar, his widowed daughter-in-law. Their names were Perez and Zerah. So Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda, five in all. Achan, son of Carmi, was one of Zerah's descendants, brought disaster on Israel by taking plunder that had been set apart for the Lord. The son of Ethan was Azariah. The sons of Hezron were Jeremiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nashan, a leader of Judah. Nashan was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse's first son was Eliab. His second was Abinadab. His third was Shimei. His fourth was Nethanel. His fifth was Radai. His sixth was Ozem. And his seventh was David. Their sisters were named Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah had three sons named Abishai, Joab, and Ashiel. Abigail married a man named Jether, an Israelite, and they had a son named Amasa. Acts 23:11-35. That night the Lord appeared to Paul and said, "Be encouraged, Paul. Just as you have told the people about me here in Jerusalem, you must preach the good news in Rome." The next morning, a group of Jews got together and bound themselves with an oath to neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 of them. They went to the leading priests and other leaders and told them what they had done. "We have bound ourselves under oath to neither eat nor drink until we have killed Paul. You and the high council should tell the commander to bring Paul back to the council again," they requested. "Pretend you want to examine his case more fully. We will kill him on the way." But Paul's nephew heard of their plan and went to the fortress and told Paul. Paul called one of the officers and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something important to tell him." So the officer did, explaining, "Paul, the prisoner, called me over and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took him by the arm, led him aside, and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" Paul's nephew told him, "Some Jews are going to ask you to bring Paul before the Jewish High Council tomorrow, pretending they want to get some more information. But don't do it. There are more than 40 men hiding along the way, ready to jump him and kill him. They have vowed not to eat or drink until they kill him. They are ready, expecting you to agree to their request." "Don't let a soul know you told me this," the commander warned the young man as he sent him away. Then the commander called two of his officers and ordered, "Get 200 soldiers ready to leave for Caesarea at 9 o'clock tonight. Also, take 200 spearmen and 70 horsemen. Provide horses for Paul to ride and get him safely to Governor Felix." Then he wrote this letter to the governor. "From Claudius Lysias to His Excellency, Governor Felix. Greetings. This man was seized by some Jews, and they are about to kill him when I arrive with the troops. When I learned that he was a Roman citizen, I removed him to safety. Then I took him to their high council to try to find out what he had done. I soon discovered it was something regarding their religious law, certainly nothing worthy of imprisonment or death. But when I was informed of a plot to kill him, I immediately sent him on to you. I have told his accusers to bring their charges before you." So that night, as ordered, the officers took Paul as far as Antipatris. They returned to the fortress the next morning, while the horsemen took him on to Caesarea. When they arrived in Caesarea, they presented Paul in the letter to Governor Felix. He read it, and then asked Paul what province he was from. "Sicilia," Paul answered. "I will hear your case myself when your accusers arrive," the governor told him. Then the governor ordered him kept in the prison at Herod's headquarters. Proverbs 18:14-15. The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear it if the spirit is crushed? Intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them.